The Senate majority unveiled its plan to limit state spending and draw money from the permanent fund earnings to pay for the state budget today. Fairbanks Republican Senate President Pete Kelly says the plan in Senate Bill 70 will prevent spending from getting out of control.
We're going to initiate a spending limit so that once we get the budget down, that it doesn't just take off again the next time we have a little bit of money.
The Senate majority's plan would draw 5.25% of the fund's value from earnings over the next 3 years, then scale back to just a 5% draw. Permanent fund dividends would be $1,000 for the first 3 years, then PFDs would be a quarter of the overall draw, projected to be somewhat more than $1,000. Unlike a bill proposed in the House, the Senate plan doesn't include the income tax included in that House plan. The Senate's plan would also limit state spending to a little over $4 billion next year. Senate Finance Co-Chairman Lyman Hoffman says the reductions are much smaller than the cuts that would have to occur if the state doesn't draw from the permanent fund.
Many people throughout Alaska say that we've cut enough, but until we have a long-term plan, we have to continue to look at budget reductions.
The spending limit would only allow the state budget to grow at the inflation rate. The Senate Finance Committee plans to hold hearings on the bill on Monday and Friday.